Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and this episode is brought to you by Amazon.com. If you plan doing any online shopping, first go to otrwesterns.com/Amazon to start your shopping experience today. Today's episode is going to be The Lone Ranger. Original air date is October 27, 1941, and the title is The Magic Belt. Hope you enjoy, and again, thanks for listening.
Of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo Silver, the Lone Ranger. Followed the Civil War, a powerful secret organization called the Legion of the Black Arrow sprang up in the western United States. Its members were to be found everywhere, defying the law or using the law for their own purposes, working toward the ultimate goal of revolt and the foundation of a despotic empire. It was the masked rider of the plains who led the fight against this band of outlaws and traitors, and for once his great strength and courage, his daring and resourcefulness, were taxed to the utmost in the cause of democracy. Return with us now to those thrilling days when the West was young. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver! We're on the trail of the Black Arrow! Come on, Silver! Away!
The masked man and Tonto were crossing the plains when they saw smoke signals in the distance. Silver and Scout galloped to the spot, and the Lone Ranger found an exhausted Indian.
What does it mean, Tonto? When we got to him, this Indian cried out, "Danger, Chief Thundercloud," and he fell to the ground.
He make smoke signal to us.
His horse carried him here before he collapsed.
That's right. Horse, wounded.
How is the Indian, Kemosabe?
Not hurt like we think at first. Him fall to ground and cause him faint.
You got the canteen?
Huh? Here.
More water, Tonto. He's coming too.
Here water. Running Wolf, all right now?
Running Wolf, we're your friends. What did you mean when you said danger, Chief Thundercloud?
Running Wolf, remember now. You masked man, friend of Chief Thundercloud.
Don't try to stand up till you've got your strength back.
That all right now? When my horse take me from Indian village, bad Indian fire at my horse. Horse come all this way before he die. I make smoke signal for help.
We saw the signals, we crossed the trail.
Running Wolf, you wear paint of Thundercloud tribe.
That is so, my brother. Thundercloud send me to find you. Have traveled far.
There's trouble with Thundercloud's village.
Much trouble, Masked Man. Bad trouble. Pretty soon we ride back to help Thundercloud, yes?
Yes, Running Wolf. Silver can carry you as well as me. Just what is wrong?
Running Wolf, tell you. 2 moons ago, braves of the tribe hold a meeting without Chief Thundercloud. Hold meeting in night, away from wigwams. I go to meeting. I did not know that meeting was to elect new chief in Thundercloud's place.
We need a new chief. Thundercloud is old. No longer can he lead us on the path of the hunt. No longer can he make strong medicine. Thundercloud is too old. No longer can he lead us on warpath.
Wait, Tomahawk.
Wait.
What is it, Running Wolf?
What is this talk? Since when do we take the warpath once more?
Not yet, Running Wolf, but soon. Soon we take the warpath. Soon we put on war paint and ride against settlers who come into our land.
The settlers are our friends.
They are our enemies.
Why do you say this, Tomahawk? Those are not the words of our great chief Thundercloud, nor of me.
I say it because it is true.
Lately you have had many guns, Tomahawk. Your belt has been heavy with gold. It Someone give you this gold to turn against the settlers and against our chief?
You are as clever as the wolf after whom you are named.
I am a brave of the tribe. Why do you not give me straight answer?
I will not answer you, Running Wolf. There is no need for me to answer. All the rest of our braves believe as I do. The Thundercloud is too old, too weak.
Is that not so?
So, Running Wolf, will you join us?
Who will you put in Thundercloud's place?
I will be chief of the tribe.
I refuse. Thundercloud is my chief, and I will protect him with my life.
Get him, kill Running Wolf.
Yes, yes, he must die. Seize him.
No, no,
seize him.
No.
The darkness, but I was strong. I battled away from them and slipped into the night.
So a brave named Tomahawk is setting himself up in Thundercloud's place.
He must have. We get Tomahawk, we...
Wait, Tonto. I think Running Wolf has more to say. All this happened 2 months ago?
Yes, White Brother, 2 moons ago. I escaped, but I stayed near village of my tribe. Tomahawk became chief in place of Thundercloud.
They not hurt Thundercloud.
No, Tonto. They make him a prisoner in own wigwam. Even Tomahawk not coward enough to kill Thundercloud, the great chief.
Did you speak to Thundercloud, Running Wolf?
Yes. I wait for my chance to see him, hiding by day in the arroyos. And then at last, 3 nights ago, there was no moon. I left my horse and stole through the darkness to Thundercloud's wigwam. He told me to ride at once, that only you could help him. So I followed Thundercloud's bidding, Masked Man. My horse was wounded as I left the village, but I rode on. I reached the Padre and learned where you were. Now you must come. You must save my chief.
Here, Silver. In the saddle, Tonto.
Wolf, Scout. Wolf.
Now, Running Wolf, take my arm. Up behind me.
That's it.
Get him up, Scout.
Hold, Silver. Hold.
Are following a false omen, Tomahawk. I say to you, there must be no more fighting, no more war hoops.
Thundercloud, you are no longer chief. You are old and you will not be harmed, but I am chief. I do not like your talk.
Who pays you to do this?
No one.
I am old, but my ears know you tell a falsehood.
Get into your wigwam before I forget and have you killed.
You will be sorry for this someday.
When Running Wolf brings help, he...
What do you say?
Nothing. I say nothing.
I also have ears. So Running Wolf has gone for help.
Thundercloud, I'm sorry.
It does not matter, Grey Antelope.
No, it does not matter. Perhaps you will not live after all. You! Guard him well. I ride into the forest for a short while. No one must follow me. Here! Here!
In a rude lean-to, well hidden in the forest, 2 men waited for Tomahawk. The leader was tall and dark. He had black hair and a black mustache, and his eyes were black also, sharp, shining eyes like the eyes of a savage hawk. It was Torlock, the man known to the Lone Ranger as a member of the dangerous Legion of the Black Arrow.
Keno Torlock, his Tomahawk, must be coming from the village.
He's alone.
I don't trust him, Injuns. He's doing all right so far. With us paying him, you can use him to get the Redskins on the warpath.
Keep your guns handy, Turner. I trust no one.
Ow.
Ow. You bring news, Tomahawk?
White man has eyes like the lynx. I bring news. I learned the Thundercloud is sent for help.
Sent for... What in blazes? You're tarnation, Redskin. We told you to keep him under guard.
He is in his wigwam.
And he sent someone else. That's just as bad. You ought to hear that scalp lock lifted.
Easy,
you...
Turner.
If he gets help, all our plans are gone.
I said easy. Takes a lot to change our plans. A lot, understand? Besides, Tomahawk's our friend. We're all friendly.
Sorry.
Aren't we, Tomahawk?
Tomahawk does not like tongue of your companion.
He didn't mean it. He's upset. He'll apologize.
Apologize? After us giving him arms and money? After us giving him the idea of taking over the tribe?
He'll apologize, Tomahawk.
All right. I'm sorry.
That's it. Now, Chief Tomahawk, let's see if we can help you in this problem. So old Thundercloud sent for help.
That is so.
He sent this brave you were telling me about. The one who refused to uphold you as chief.
Running Wolf.
Mm-hmm. I won't ask how it happened that Running Wolf managed to get to see Thundercloud when you had him so carefully guarded. That's over and done with. No use raking up a cold fire. How long ago did he leave for help?
I do not know.
I see. Well, tell me this, then. Where did he go for help? To whom?
That, too, I do not know.
That doggone redskin don't know nothing about nothing.
This makes things a little difficult, Chief. Too bad you didn't take our advice at the beginning and get rid of Thundercloud.
He was chief before me. Braves still remember him as a good man.
Yes, yes, of course. And as long as he remains your prisoner, I suppose that's the best we can expect. But you better post some of your warriors all around the village.
Yeah.
To watch for this help that's coming to Thundercloud. Whoever it is must be dealt with, Tomahawk. Dealt with at once, you understand?
I understand. I go to Braves and give the orders.
Yeah, yeah.
And have them shoot to kill.
Shoot to kill.
That redskin is eating right out of our hands, Turner.
Be careful, he don't chaw them off.
Hmm?
Doggone it, Torlock, how can you be so all fired cool? We got a big stake in this Injun uprising. We poured plenty of guns and cash into that Injun's hands.
We have plenty more.
Huh?
Never worry about how we get money, Turner. We're a big organization. We've got money enough to buy up 1,000 Indians like him.
You couldn't talk old Thundercloud into working his Injuns up for a fight.
Thundercloud's a different breed of Indian. He's friendly with the settlers. It's a good thing he's old and his braves don't listen to him.
I hope nothing happens to make them listen again.
It won't.
It will if he gets help.
Nobody can get through Tomahawk's braves.
I don't like it. Why not take the easy way out? Have Thundercloud killed, finished off.
You heard what Tomahawk said?
Sure, I heard what he said. But I also saw his eyes when you mentioned it, Torlock. There's nothing he'd like better than to have Thundercloud out of the way.
It would make him secure.
Yeah. It could look like an accident, couldn't it? Then none of the Braves would blame Tomahawk.
I know what you're thinking, Turner. We can get through that sentry line.
Yeah, we know what wigwam Thundercloud is in.
We'll crawl up to that wigwam and do the job ourselves, Turner. I don't want you to use your guns.
Too much noise, huh? How will we finish him?
With a black arrow.
Indian village not far off now.
We see campfire.
We'll stop here.
Stop the rain, Kemosabe. Silver and Scout won't leave. Now follow me.
What is matter, Mass Brother? When I left, there no sentries out from village?
Things may have changed, Running Wolf. It's been 5 days.
Huh? Oh, slow. You hear sound?
Someone in the shrubbery ahead of us. Follow me and don't make a sound.
Yeah, who that come?
Oh. Your fist moved faster than flight of arrow, masked one. You will not waken for some time.
Who is he?
He? Monadnock, one of the braves who follows Tomahawk.
Him got bow, arrow, and knife with him.
Yes, Kemosabe, you were right. Tomahawk has posted warriors to watch. That means Tomahawk knows you were sent for help, Running Wolf.
Huh?
And if he knows that, how can we be sure that Chief Thundercloud is still alive?
Masked man, that gray antelope. Something happened to Chief Thundercloud.
Curtain falls on the first act of our thrilling Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments.
Thank you.
Now to continue our story. With Chief Thundercloud a prisoner of his own tribe, the Lone Ranger and Tonto raced to the rescue. As they got near the Indian village, they heard a woman scream. It was Gray Antelope, the granddaughter of old Chief Thundercloud.
Me not here anymore.
That scream came from the village, Tonto.
Wigwam of Thundercloud.
Scotty Wolf.
Yes?
You will stay here and guard this brave. Tonto and I will go ahead and see what we can find out.
I wait, Mass Man.
We creep up to Wigwam.
Yes, Tonto. It will be dark for quite a few hours more. We've got to learn what's been happening in Thundercloud's wigwam.
Look, just because that doggone squaw let out a yell, the whole village is buzzing. Reckon it's just as good we sneaked away without being spotted.
You missed Thundercloud, Turner. There won't be another chance.
Well, I couldn't help it. The woman saw us. Her yell threw off my aim.
Now we'll be forced to let Tomahawk handle this his own way.
Yeah, here he comes. Reckon he knows doggone well it was us that sent that set arrow.
Oh, Chief Tomahawk.
Braves do not like what happened.
They'll calm down. All they got left for Thundercloud is respect. How do you like it?
Would have liked it better had your arrow found Thundercloud's heart.
Now you're talking sense, Injun. So long as he's alive, you're in danger of losing your job as chief.
That is so. Now I see it clearly.
If you want more money and more power, Tomahawk, you'd better get rid of the old chief.
I will do that.
When?
Soon. It will take time to convince Braves that Thundercloud is too old to live.
You're a smart Indian, Tomahawk. Before we're through, you'll be leading all the tribes in the West.
I shall lead them all. Thundercloud has not long to live.
But while Torlock talked to the Indian, the Lone Ranger and Tonto were on their way to Thundercloud. Straining every nerve, keen eyes piercing the darkness ahead of them, slowly but surely they made their way toward the Indian village. Like shadows drifting without sound, they moved past the ring of sentries, circled the darkness beyond the wigwams, so quietly that not even the village dogs knew of their presence, until at last they came to the wigwam they were looking for.
Thundercloud's wigwam, across this bit of open space. Wait here, Tonto.
Tonto, wait.
Flattened against the wigwam, the masked man tapped softly on one of the ridge poles. Thundercloud heard the sound.
The back of the wigwam.
Who is it?
A friend.
The masked man. Lift the skins.
Chief Thundercloud, you're alive.
An arrow was shot at me, but missed. Where is Running Wolf?
He's waiting on the hill with Silver and Scout.
And Tonto?
In the brush, just in back of this wigwam.
The woods are alive with Tomahawk sentries.
We took care of one of them. Chief Thundercloud, we've come to get you away from here.
Yes, Masked Man. Do you have horses?
We can get them.
And listen, I am old. I cannot travel fast. But I must make a long trip to get what is needed to restore me to leadership of my tribe.
There's no time for that now, Chief Thundercloud. It'll be dawn soon. The first thing is to get you away from here.
I must return later.
We can discuss that after you're rescued. Stay here and be ready.
I shall be ready.
Gray Antelope.
Yes, Masked Man.
Leave this wigwam and go to the far side of the village.
What?
Go there and wait. You'll understand later.
I will go.
Good. Let's leave the rest to Tonto and me. I'm going now to make my plans with Tonto. I'll be back.
Where, masked friend? You not answer bird call.
Kimosabe.
Oh. Tonto think maybe you captured.
Thundercloud is alive, Tonto. I talked with him.
That's good.
Tonto, we're going to rescue Thundercloud. But we'll have to get those guards away from the front of the wigwam.
That's not easy.
I have a plan.
Oh.
We'll go back to the horses. Running Wolf will ride with you on scout. I'll take Silver and we'll separate.
Me not savvy.
All the horses are kept on the far side of the village, Tonto. If you ride in there suddenly and cut the horses loose, they'll stampede. In the excitement, you'll be able to take two extra horses with you.
Two horses?
One for Running Wolf and one for Thundercloud.
Tonto, do that. And what you do?
The stampede will arouse the village. Every brave will rush in that direction. When I hear the noise, I'll gallop straight for Thundercloud's wigwam and swing him up behind me.
That's plenty dangerous.
The best chance we have is our only chance. Now, come on, we'll get Silver and Scout.
Easy,
Silver.
Oh, Scout. Oh, fella. Oh.
Running Wolf, did you tie up that sentry?
One odd knock is bound and gagged, man.
Already, then. Get up behind Tonto. Go ahead, Kimosabe. Horses' hoofs are wrapped in cloth to deaden the sound. Follow this ridge until you're on the far side.
Running Wolf, him show way. This his village.
As soon as you stampede the horses, fire into the air to draw attention. I'll ride for the wigwam. We'll meet back here.
Adios, Kimosabe.
Adios. Get him up, Scout.
All right, Silver. They'll arouse the village. It's up to us to rescue Thundercloud. This way, old fella. Come on, Silver.
Look, there, Tonto.
The horses. You help take cloth off Scout's hoofs. When we ride, we make more noise. Better for Mask Man that way.
It rides downhill with the horses.
Already. In the saddle. We go slow part way. Then when Tonto yell, we go plenty fast. Shoot plenty hard. Yell loud. We make sure Mask Friend hear us.
Steady, Silver. Steady, boy. We've got to wait for Tonto and Running Wolf. Steady. There they go, Silver. The stampede of the horses. Now, Silver.
The great white stallion galloped down the slope, straight for Thundercloud's wigwam. As he drew near, the masked man shouted,
Thundercloud! Keep Thundercloud!
Masked man, I am here.
Into the saddle. I'll ride behind you.
Ready, the masked man. Stop him.
Masked brother, look out. There is Tomahawk. You shot the bull right from his hand.
Up in the saddle. Hip! Come on, Silver!
Faster, Silver! Faster!
You have done it! We are beyond the village.
We'll meet Tonto and Running Wolf on the ridge ahead.
I'll Silver!
We are here. But where is White Brother?
Him come plenty soon.
Sky grows light. With dawn, Tomahawk will take up trail.
Go on, Silver!
The masked one.
Hi!
Try, Kimosabe.
You got Thundercloud. That good.
We have horses and saddles.
Here, Chief Thundercloud. Let me help you from the saddle.
I am old for such a wild ride.
We have a few minutes for you to rest up. We had to travel fast to get away, but they won't be able to locate our trail yet. Sit down, Thundercloud.
Who is this?
When Adnak stood on guard, Masked Man hit him with his fist so he would make no outcry.
He was your brave, Thundercloud. What shall we do with him?
He is my brave no longer. He has made Tomahawk chief. But he has ears. He can listen.
Listen?
Yes, my son. All of you will listen. Masked Man, I told you before that I must make a trip.
Yes, Tonto and I are ready to go with you.
That is good. For I shall need your help.
And where we go?
Listen well. And you too, Monadnock. I go to find the magic belt.
No. Magic belt?
Yes. The magic belt, which is the symbol of my power over my warriors.
Magic belt that glows in the dark.
Even so, Running Wolf. Masked Man, with the belt, my braves will once more respect me as their chief. I shall once more gain control of my tribe. For the belt is mighty medicine, respected and revered by every red man.
Where is the magic belt now?
Years ago, when I thought there was no longer need for the belt, I gave it to a medicine man for safekeeping. But now, there is need of the belt. Its magic power is needed to lead my people into peaceful ways once more. Masked Man, my son, we must go to Finger Mountain. We must seek out Kadota, the medicine man. He is the keeper of the belt.
Tonto not know where Finger Mountain is.
It is many days' journey from here, Tonto. It is lonely. Only Kadota lives there.
Finger Mountain is a sacred mountain. It is forbidden.
You need not go with us, Running Wolf.
Oh, I will go, Thundercloud.
No, the masked man and Tonto will be enough. Better that you should stay near the village to watch what occurs. There might be danger for my granddaughter, Gray Antelope.
So be it. Thundercloud has spoken. I shall remain.
The sun is rising. It's time for us to travel.
I am rested, my son.
Use this horse, Thundercloud.
We are ready, Kimosabe.
You better leave now, Running Wolf. Circle east. We'll be going west.
I go now, and I pray my chief returns with the magic belt. Lenoga.
Hey!
Ready, Thundercloud?
There is one thing more, my son.
We have little time.
I did not tell you about the arrow that was aimed at me. I meant to tell you, but there was not the chance. I brought the arrow with me. It is a peculiar arrow. Perhaps it means something to you.
Toto,
it's a black arrow.
Oh.
I see it has some deeper meaning.
Yes, it tells us what's behind this attempt to stir up the Indians. It's better if we keep the secret.
Very well, Masked Man. Then we go toward Finger Mountain.
Lead the way, Thundercloud. You know the direction. Toto and I will follow.
So be it.
Toto.
Uh-huh.
Now that we've seen the arrow, we've got even more reason for helping Thundercloud regain control of his tribe. This isn't just a small matter. It concerns the whole West.
Map right.
Toto, that magic belt must be found.
We go on trail now.
We're riding with Chief Thundercloud. Come on, Silver.
Come on, Scout.
Come on, Silver! Away!
All right, Tomahawk. We got the whole story from Monadnock. Tell your braves to go back to the village.
One moment.
We haven't time.
You listen. You are going to follow trail of Thundercloud and Masked One?
Yes, we are.
Thundercloud must not get Magic Belt.
He won't.
Magic Belt is big medicine. I have heard stories of it. Shines in the dark like the light of a million stars. Shines brighter than the moon. The spell is great. Thundercloud gets Magic Belt. Every brave, every warrior will follow him. Thundercloud must not get the magic belt.
Well, we'll make sure he doesn't get it. Come on, Turner, hit the trail.
Get up there.
Grab your horse, use the whip. We've got to beat the masked man to Finger Mountain.
Welcome back. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode of OTRWesterns.com. Want to send me an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. Don't forget to check out the show notes site now, formatted for mobile devices, OTRWesterns.com. Call, leave me a voicemail, 707-986-8739. We're also on Facebook, facebook.com/OTRWesterns. And we can't forget Twitter, @OTRWesterns. Don't forget to rate this podcast. Just search iTunes for OTR Westerns. You'll find all of our shows within one nice feed, and subscribe to each one independently and leave feedback. That helps me out, lets me know what you guys think, and lets others find the podcast a lot easier. This podcast is copyright 2012 under the attribution non-commercial share alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. That's it. Have a great day. Again, thanks for listening. And I hope you enjoyed.